Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks. Philly comes in with a record of 34-17. New York is 28-26 on the year. Over their last 10, Philadelphia 9-1 has won 2 in a row. New York, meanwhile, 3-7 over that span, lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Philly averages 114.9 per game, gives up 111, so they have a positive differential of 3.9. Meanwhile, the Knicks score 114.5 per contest, give up 112.9 for a positive differential of 1.6. Looking at the turnover numbers, you have an average turnover rate of 13.5 turnovers per game by Philadelphia, 12.2 by New York. New York shoots 45.9% from the field, 48.2% from the field by Philadelphia. 76ers are 38.5% from long range, 34.2% by New York. Knicks, 77.5% from the free throw line, 76ers, 82.7. And lastly, bench scoring pretty close, although advantage to Philly, 30.9 versus 29.1 by New York. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. This one's a home game for the Knicks, who are without Mitchell Robinson. Philadelphia is healthy. And the question is, can the Knicks hang with this team without Robinson? I think that's a tall task. You're asking a lot of that thin front court to deal with a monster like Joel Embiid. I wouldn't be surprised to see Embiid go for 40 tonight. I just don't think the Knicks have a matchup for him. I think Embiid dominates and the Sixers win. And that'll do it for our on-court look of New York and Philadelphia. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks. The Sixers opened up as 6-point favorites, but it's gone down a half point now. Philly is still a 5.5-point favorite, and the over-under is at 226.5 going into this game Sunday night. The 76ers coming in, they're one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They're 34-17 overall, 30-21 though against the spread, 30 overs, 21 unders, they're 14-9. On the road this season, but they've won 9 out of their last 10 games, 6-4 though against the spread in that span, but 6 overs as well. Like I said, they're one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They've reminded everybody that they are indeed the Philly 76ers. Trust the process. And it's really starting to come together because Embiid is playing great. Harden, who most people believe is an all-star snub, and it's kind of what happens when the fans vote. Like, there's no real perfect way to get the all-star game done, but the 76ers, they took that personal, that Harden wasn't on the all-star roster, because he's been playing fantastic. He's been great, and a lot of people thought that wasn't going to be the case when he got to Philadelphia. On the other hand, though, the Knicks, they're 28-26 on the season, 27-25-2 against the spread with 29 overs, 24 unders, and 1 push. But here's the kicker about them. They're 13-15 at home, and they're coming off of a tough loss last night where they were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter against the Clippers. They came back to force overtime and lost it in overtime. Kawhi Leonard really took over that overtime, but the Knicks, they're 1-2 on their current homestand overall and against the spread, but 2 overs in that time. When it comes to this game, something to keep an eye on as well is that I said the 76ers, they're one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They're 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 road games, so they've just been dominant on the road as of late. And honestly, with the way the Knicks play at home, I like the Sixers on the road to lay the 5.5 points, just because I know the Knicks lost last night, and I usually like teams coming off of a bounce back game, but the Knicks, they're so up and down this season, and right now they're in a downswing, and I expect that to continue. A hot team and a not-so-hot team, you just pick the hot team. And when it comes to the over-under in this game, I like the over because the 76ers have had a lot of overs in the last couple of games. Same thing with the Knicks. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks.